Lunchtime is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Phil Nee. In a moment, we'll send it out to Richland Center High School. Bill Twining has a recap on today's eventful Richland Invitational Wrestling Tournament. It's all over with and the mats are rolled up. Bill has a recap next.
Rockwell Automation. The mission is to improve the quality of life by making the world more productive and sustainable. And all this starts right here in Richland Center. The Shoebox, Midwest's largest family shoe store, specializing in selection, fit, customer service, and prices. Customer service the way it ought to be. The Shoebox, Black Earth. And the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has provided quality funeral service since 1889, making your wishes and desires a priority. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
The 61st Annual Richland Invitational Wrestling Tournament is now complete, and for the third year in a row, Iowa Grand Highland, under Coach Ryan Allen, has won the team championship. Good battle throughout it. Turned out to be a three-team battle down the stretch. Iowa Grant Highland with 308 points. Gail Ettrick Trempolo, Melrose Mondoro, 294 and a half. And Belmont Platteville with one of its strongest performances here with 260 and a half in third place. Reedsburg fourth at 216 and a half. Then came three teams from our area. Riverdale in fifth place, 187 and a half. River Valley in sixth, just ahead of Ithaca Weston, 136 for the Blackhawks, 133 and a half. For the co-op from Ithaca Weston in seventh place. Toma is eighth at 136 and a half. Richland Center ninth, 125. Baraboo in 10th place. And rounding out the scoring, Cochrane Fountain City, Cashton, Boscobel, Wazika Steuben, the Holman Varsity Reserves, Hillsboro, Westby, and River Ridge. Congratulations to Iowa Grant Highland for the team victory here today. The most valuable wrestler is a two-time champion here at the Richland Invitational, Colton Koss, wrestling at 126 for Gail Ettrick Trempolo and Melrose Mondoro. He eked out a win over former champion Ethan Hady of Richland Center. Ethan, the top seed. Koss was seeded second. And Ethan Hady managed to tie the match with a reversal at the end of regulation. But Koss, with a takedown, which is now worth 3 points in overtime, wins it 9-6, the overtime win, and that gave Colton Koss the most valuable wrestler trophy here at the tournament. Individually, we can tell you that Iowa Grant Highland and Belmont Platteville each had three champions along the way. Two each for Reedsburg, Gail Ettrick Trempolo, Melrose Mondoro, and Toma, and one champion each for Riverdale and for Baraboo. Take a look quickly at the weight classes for you. Blake Champlin of Toma wins at 106 pounds over James Schramm, a freshman from Riverdale who places second. Freshman Griffin Wineski of Iowa Grand Highland is third, also from the area. Jackson Scheel of River Valley fourth, and Wyatt Schramm of Riverdale fifth at 106. At 113, the champion, Braden Hale Toomey of Reedsburg. Second place to Declan Lambert of Cochrane Fountain City from the area. Freshman Hunter Wilkinson of Riverdale is third. Freshman Caden Stibbe of Richland Center fifth. Carrick Thompson of Ithaca Weston is seventh. And Braden Vaca of Iowa Grand Highland eighth at 113. At 120, winning his fourth championship here at the Richland Invitational, just the 13th wrestler to do so, Trainer Curtin of Reedsburg, with a technical fall in the finals over Coda Purney, second seeded, from Gail Ettrick Trempolo, Melrose Mondoro. From the area, Ashton Udelhoven, a sophomore from Boscobel, Wazika Steuben, is fifth, and Wyatt McGuire, a freshman from Riverdale, sixth at 120. The champion at 126 is, at the aforementioned, most valuable wrestler, Colton Koss of GET Melrose Mondoro, Ethan Hady of Richland Center, the runner-up. Former champ Cade Parrish of Reedsburg is third in this weight class. From the area, Treston Rennish of Riverdale, fifth, and Hayden Altman of Iowa Grant Highland, sixth at 126. 132-pound champion is a freshman, Briggs Weigel of Belmont Platteville. From the area, Ethan Stoll of, first of all, I should tell you that Lakota Brewer of Riverdale was a runner-up in this weight class, defeated in the finals 4-1 overtime by Briggs Weigel of Belmont Platteville, the champion. Ithaca Weston's Ethan Stoll was fourth, and Iowa Grand Highland's Lucas Christensen, fifth. Brock Barrett of Richland Center, 8th at 132. 138 pounds, the champion Peyton Oberg of Baraboo from the area. Hunter Moe of Ithaca Weston was fourth. Aiden Bedward of Iowa Grand Highlands sixth. And Kyle Wassinger of Richland Center eighth at 138. 144-pound champion is Dylan Weigel, junior from Belmont Platteville. Brody Meese of Riverdale takes third for the Chieftains. Derek Franzen is fifth for Ithaca Weston, finishing just ahead of Iowa Grand Highlands' Max Kelly and his teammate Colton Williams, who placed seventh for the co-op. At 150, Cameron Finch of Toma, the champion. Former champ Brock Hinderman of Iowa Grand Highland is the runner-up. Ty Larson of River Valley is fourth at 150. 157 titleist is Tyson Imhoff of Iowa Grand Highland, who wins the championship for the second year in a row. Wyatt Knockreiner of River Valley is third. Ashton Bennett of Ithaca Weston is fifth. Job Wetter of Boscobel sixth. And Chase McGuire of Riverdale eighth at 157. 165 goes to Jackson Bussey, a junior of Iowa Grand Highland, who wins his third championship at the Richland Tournament. Nolan Waldner of Ithaca Weston is third, just ahead of River Valley's Hunter Ault, who places fourth, and Iowa Grand Highlands' Briar Yelnick, who is sixth at 165. 175 champion Caden Davis of Belmont Platteville wins the title. Jackson McGuire of Iowa Grand Highland is third. Richland Center's Ethan Bodendine fifth at 175. 190, Gavin Hinderman of Iowa Grand Highland takes the championship over Blake Brickle of River Valley, who places second. Also from the area, Mason Jelenic of Richland Center is fifth, Will Whitaker of Iowa Grand Highlands seventh, and Reed Wabshaw of Ithaca Weston eighth at 190. The 215-pound champion is Aaron Dunnigan of GET Melrose-Mindoro. Hillsboro's Ryan McCoy, highest placing for his team today, takes third at 215, followed by Iowa Grand Highlands' Tucker Degenhart, who is fifth, Caden Coleman of Ithaca Weston sixth, and Michael Burns, senior from Richland Center, 7th at 215. And at 285, the champion is Grant Matthews of Riverdale, wins his second title in a battle of champions. The second place goes to Bodie Brockhoff of Iowa Grand Highland. Matthews with a pin early in the third period, 4:09, the official pin time. Braden Kleppe of Richland Center is 6th, and Caden Currier of Riverdale, 7th at 285. Repeating, the team championship for the third year in a row goes to Iowa Grant Highland at the 61st Annual Richland Invitational Wrestling Tournament on a day that saw Andy Spees, Justin Lambrees, Todd Gunderson, and Buck Fish inducted into the Richland Center High School Wrestling Hall of Honor. For WRCO Sports, and David Wormand and Mackenzie Wormand-Shornack, I'm Bill Twining.
Thanks, Bill. Well, today in football, Patrick Mahomes threw for 260 yards and a touchdown while running for a score on his ailing ankle, and the Chiefs took a big step towards securing the number one seed in the playoffs with a 27-19 win over the Houston Texans. Kansas City improved to 14-1 with its fourth straight win over the Texans, who fell to 9-6. C.J. Stroud had 244 yards passing with two touchdowns and two interceptions for the Texans. One of those touchdowns went to Tank Dell, who sustained a severe knee injury on the reception and had to be carted from the field. Dominic DeLuca and Tony Rojas returned interceptions for touchdowns, and Penn State toyed with mistake-prone SMU in a 38-10 victory in the opening round of the college football playoff. The sixth-seeded Nittany Lions advanced to face third-seed Boise State in the Fiesta Bowl on New Year's Eve with the win. One other game going on today in the NFL. At last word, Baltimore is leading Pittsburgh 17-7. College basketball, several games being played tonight. Marquette defeated Xavier earlier today 72-70. Also, it was a win for UConn over Butler, 78-74. North Carolina with the upset of UCLA, 76-74. The Bucks are back into action tonight after losing last night in Cleveland. They're hosting Washington. That's an update on sports. I'm Phil Nee.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, your Mohawk Color Center, is your one-stop shop for flooring plus cabinet and countertop design and installation. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore dealer, features in-store experts to answer your questions and the complete line of Benjamin Moore paints. And Bindle Tire and Auto, your total car care center, performing wheel alignments and has a complete line of tires to help keep you on the road.